Today's daf is Mi'ila, daf Zayin. And we are on Vav Amabez, Chodesh Tov to all. And we continue Vav Amabez, four lines up from the bottom, Itmar. Itmar. So yesterday the Mishnah was brought up. Today, by the way, is the last daf in the first parak in Mi'ila. The Mishnah was brought up, Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Machlokas was about if there is Mi'ila if there was a psul yotze before Zrikas Hadam. The Tanakhama held, Rabbi Eliezer held, that meat, the basar of Kachi Kachim, that is yotze before Zrikas Hadam, meaning it's nifsal. It's definitely nifsal. Everybody agrees to that. That's a psul yotze. Is there still Mi'ila by that item? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Mo'alin bo. Rabbi Eliezer says, there is Mi'ila by it because it's nifsal. What, so Zrika is going to work for it? No. So it stays kachi kachim. It stays kachi Hashem. And therefore there is Mi'ila, even if Zrika Sadam takes place. Rashi had that girsa in the Mishnah yesterday. Af al pisha nizra kadam. We don't have that explicitly in our Mishnah, but that's what Rashi has. And Rabbi Kiva said no. Rabbi Kiva says, there is no Mi'ila because even though it was nifsal b'yotze, still there is no Mi'ila by it. Rashi adds, even if you don't bring it back in. Even if it wasn't brought back in, we still say there is no Me'ila because Zrika works for the Psul Yotze. One might say that the Psul Yotze is a different type of Psul than other Psulin. It just has to do with proximity. It's something external from the item. It's not a Psul Haguf. That is why Zrika might have an effect, even though on other Psulim it might not have an effect, but at least on the Yotze it would have an effect. So says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Itzmar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Mo'elis Liyotze. When does Rabbi Akiva say that Zrika helps and accomplishes something for Yotze? Meaning what? It accomplishes that it makes it not subject to Me'ila anymore. When do we say that Zrika's Mo'elis? She Yatza Miksaso. That's only if part of it went out. Rabbi Yochanan has a big limit on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. It's not that, oh, the psul of Yotze is not such a bad psul, and therefore Zrika could work. No, it's much more limited. When do we say that Zrika is Moel? Only if part of it went out, and part of it's still inside. Aval, Yotze, Kulo, Lo, Amar, Rabbi Akiva. But if it all went out, Rabbi Akiva never said it. Why? What's the Svara? So Rashi says, Migu. Migu, not the Migu of the Menemonis Migu, but Migu meaning since. Rashi says, since the Zrika will help for the part of the limb, part of the meat that is still inside, so it'll work for the other side too. Migu, Rashi quotes, since Migu de Bahanya Zrika, la mixa shebefne manina milahu mixa sheyatza. That's Rashi that is based, that Rabbi Kiva is based on Migus. That is the big limit of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, I skipped. Lomar Rabbi Akiva. Amar Le Ravasi, the Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi says, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't believe that. Kfar Lim Duni Chavei Raisha Begola. My friends in the Gola have already taught me. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, as he wasn't in the Gola. So Ravasi says, my Chavirim in the Gola have taught me that that's not true. What have they taught me? Says Ravasi. Machashvin Al Ha'avud the Al Ha'saruf. You can have machshavos that can have an effect on items that are already lost, and then they're found, or they're already burned. Machshavos would work for them. Rashi says, for example, on top, or the Mefarish, Shem nisrafu ha'imurim, if the emurin, if the innards, the fats, were already burned, the chishev bizrika, amanas lahatiran, chutz lizmanan. You have amanas to be makter them. They're already mukdar. They're already burned. But if you have amanas to be makter them, havi pigol. Pigol could still take an effect. Shaha ochal min habasar. If you eat from the basar, or if you find osheim nimsu ha ochlan chayv karis. Even if you have a machshava on avud and on saruf, it would work. So, ask Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva limits it to say it has to be based on migu. We're saying that there's a riot, even if it's nowhere in the world, let alone if it's just outside. Even if it's nowhere in the world, it can still have an effect on it. So kol shekein, even if it is just outside, it should have an effect. That's Rav Asi's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why should Rabbi Akiva be limited to yatza miktsaso, but yatza kulo, machshava would not have an effect? We have a brisa that the chaverei shebegola say that even if it's totally destroyed, if it's disappeared, it's not in the world, that also would have an effect. Continuing, just finishing the question, they're not even in the world. And still we know that machshava could have an effect on the oven and the sarf. So kol shekein, if it is there, but just it is miksas. So that is the question that Rav Asi asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Before we go further, this is a big shaila that the that is asked by the Achronim, and that is, if it's not there, so how really does one, how does one have an effect on it? If it's Ovid or if it's Saruf, how does that work? So there is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish answer, this is the question. It's Dover She'inu Ba'olam. So if it's not Ba'olam, it's not Ba'olam, so how could the Machshava have an effect? Says the Chazon Ish, this is in Zvachim Simin Yutes, he quotes this Gemara, Machashin Ala Ovid, the Ala Saruf, Mikan Nire, the Ein Sarich, She'yachshov, She'yachtir Lomachar Befoal, Ela She'yehei Avodaso Amenas Lahatir Akteres Kzayis Lomachar. When you think about problematic machshavas and kachim, says the Chazon Ish, you don't have to look at lemaisa, what's going to be done. You just look at the machshava in a vacuum. V'ratzono l'shanos b'mishpatei hakedusha. You want to change what's going to occur, even if it's impossible that nothing will ever occur. It doesn't matter. The machshava could still ruin the kodesh. Tachanami ba'omi le'ibud al karchach eino choshev shiaktirin alomacher b'foal shaharei me'omas. Belibo sheyovada kazayis miyad, right? It's, or we're going to have in a few lines that is going to be lost. Here we're talking about it's already lost. Says the Chazon Ish, machshavos, you see, stand on their own, separate from actually fulfilling those machshavos. We know that by pigel. By pigel, if I have a machshava to do something chutz l'zmano, even if I never do it chutz l'zmano, it's still pigel kicks in because I thought to do it that way. Right? Shalol Lishma is a little different because you thought to do a Shalol Lishma and you're doing a Shalol Lishma. That Machshav already is having an effect of what you wanted to do. But says the Chazon Ish, you see here that if you are thinking a Machshava Haposelas about a future event, that event doesn't have to take place. The Machshava itself is good enough to destroy the Karban. That is just one Ha'ara. The general issue, and we can spend a lot of time on this, maybe one or two ha'aris, general issue about Dover Shalom Bala Olam, which is brought up here by the Achronim on this line, and that is, Allah Avivala Sarif is Lo Bala Olam, and it's not Ba'olam. It's not just Lo Bala Olam, it's not Ba'olam. That's a big discussion in Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is where this comes up in the Achronim. The late Rishonim already, even the early Achronim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, in Parshas Toldos. Where is it discussed in Bereishis? By the Mechiras HaBechora. The question is, how could Yaakov Avinu buy? How could Esav sell the Bechora? It is a Davar She'eino Ba'olam. Davar She'eino Ba'olam. And it's a Davar She'eino Ba'mamish. Even if it was Ba'olam, it's a right. It's a right. It's not tangible. But the Arachayim HaKadosh discusses this. V'yomer Yaakov, Mikra Chayimas Bechoras Chali, Tzorech Ladas, Ka'omer Kayom, She'ein LaMashmos. So he starts off with a question. Michra Kayom. Yaakov says to Esav, sell me today. What's Kayom? What is that extra word teaching me? V'nire, ki lios ki b'chorazu, shekona mimenu, yeshba pratim, she'eno b'mitzius, ela b'mos aviv. Since there are many details of this kinyan that are not in mitzius, it's not tangible. Because until Yitzchak dies, the heim dvarim shelo ba'u la'olam, ukafis tarasenu akadosha ena da makna dvar shelo ba'u la'olam. You can't be makna. That was the question that we just asked on our Gemara. You can't be machashev on a dvar shelo ba'u la'olam. Right, this comes up. You can't be mafker dvar shelo ba'u la'olam. You can't be osa dvar shelo ba'u la'olam. You can't be makna. All of these. You can't marry dvar shelo ba'u la'olam. Right, all of these, according to that sheet, it's a machlokas sometimes. Some say you can. But says the Arachayim HaKadosh. So how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu bought it? Lazeh nischakem lomar kayom kedei sheteskayem hamechira. That's why he says there was extra word kayom. Why? V'huapim hashomer v'sechas b'mitzia. Because this is like what it says in b'mitzia on daf tezayin. Hatzayid ani she'en lo mayochal she'amar mashayala b'mitzudasi hayom mocher lecha memkero kayom. If there is a tzayid, a trapper that has no money and he wants to get money from somebody and he says, whatever my trap catches today is yours. Could you please pay me for it? So, davar shelo ba'olam, so that works. Va'tam mishum kidechayav. So there is because kedechayav. So you see, there are some exceptions to the rule. The kasva agonim she'ena tam tali ba'omro hayom elahu adin yom acher mem karo kayom itam kedechayav. For the omro hayom elu l'shlom hashi'el v'misasal lamed yom oshana su yodim echleyed mechias yom echad. But he says kayom pirish now the rachayim takes that to our case kedin yom, just like the din of hayom, the din of the tzayyad, that it works kedechayav. So Chazal say that kind of kini can work. So to hear hayom shari ayef haya, because Esav was exhausted. Umishum kedechayav memkar memkar hagam shu davar shlobo la'olam. So that is one first suggestion. Kayom means like the din of hayom, that an ani could break the rules of davar shlobo la'olam in order to help him for that day, kayom. So too, it helps here too. That is one solution. But then in the very next pasuk, he gives another solution. He says, "Vayomer he shavali." Why did Yaakov make Esav swear? He shavali kayam, swear to me that you're selling it to me. What did he need that shvua for? Hatam shotzach l'shvua lios. Same thing. Ki liyesh bebechor pratim shein tvarim shein behem mamish kemo hakavid v'hamayla shalem hikpid Yaakov lavodas beis elokeinu shehi bebechoros ukefita rasin hakadosh shein adamakna lo b'mecher v'matan adova shein bo mamish ki adua. It's an ain't mamish, it's lo bala olam. So therefore he says that's why it took a shvua. Because according to the Rivash, according to other Rishonim, shvua solves the problem also of lo bala olam and ain't mamish. Shvua zu lo tasbik le kinyin, davash lo bala olam, tan din. Well, then he gets into davash lo bala olam in a second, which we'll get to. But he says this will solve the problem of ain't mamish. He gets into the issue of what's the problem of davash lo bala olam? Why can't a person be maknit? Why can't a person do anything to a davar shlobo la'olam? Why the Chazon Ish ask on our Gemara? Why can't you be mechashiv on a davar shlobo la'olam? So there are really two different thoughts, two different svaras given in the Achronim. Rav Asher Weiss has this there, and Pasha's told us as well. And that is, number one, maybe because, per se, kinyanim can only be chal on tangible items that are in front of you. And if it's not in front of you, how can you do a kinyan on it? It's not there. That's one idea that's given in the Achronim, and that is what the Aruch Chaim quotes as what he thinks is the problem. And that's why he says Kayom means what he said it means. But there's another Svara given by the Achronim. It's based on Gemaras. And that is, maybe the problem of Davar Shlobo La'olam is that I don't take it seriously. I don't have full Gemira's Das if it's not there. Not because per se it's not there. But because it's not there, I'm not serious about it. You want to buy this from me? Sure, great. I'll sell it to you. It's Lobo La'olam. I'm not serious about selling it. It's not even here. So according to that second svara, there could be substitutes. If I could substitute something that shows that I'm serious, so then it could solve the problem. According to problem approach number one, even if I substitute something, so what? It's still not tangible. Masha'enkein, unless I make it somehow tangible. But if it's based on Gmiras Das, so that's how you could solve problems. That's why some Rishonim say a shvua could solve the problem. Because a shvua shows Gemira's dash. It shows seriousness, even though it's not tangible. So depending on what you hold, that's the machlokas about whether a shvua could work. That's why some say that's why Yaakov made Esav take the shvua. Because of the lobala olam problem. The Rechaim HaKadosh holds like the other svara. That no, the problem is because it's not tangible. So shvua is not going to help you. That's why you have to say a different shot of why it would work, and that's why he says the other idea of kayom, like the tzayud, she'en lo ma le'echol. Okay, this is a big discussion of lo bala olam. We spoke about the sheet of the Rambam in the past, of marrying a person who is lo bala olam. Could you marry a Vlad? Could you marry a Goy? Kishe tizgayer? Or that's lo bala olam. There are different types of lo bala olam. Could a man go over to a woman who is married and says, Hariyamu kudeshes li, l'kishe tizgarshi? Look at what it talks about. Right, probably doesn't do well for the present marriage, but that is all these lo bala olam. These are all cases. The item is lo bala olam, the situation is lo bala olam, the person is lo bala olam. The Rambam says, if you remember, if hukar ha'ubar, if you already see the woman's already clearly pregnant, you can be married. You should just do another ma'aseh kedushin after the baby's born to nichnas l'kedushin she'ein bo dofi. But again, all of these are important issues relating to our discussion right here of machashvin al ha'avid v'al ha'saruf. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The question that Rav Asi asked on Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that Rabbi Akiva is limited and the Machshava, Machshavas, the zrika could work. I'm sorry, the zrika could work on a psul yotze only as long as part of it is still inside. Rabbi Yochanan said only if it's, you could say the migu. Says Rabbi Asi, what are you talking about? The chaverai shebagola say even if it's totally not here. So you see, machshavas could work. And zrikas and actions and thoughts could work even if it's totally not here. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Umiyam Ravasi Hachi, did Ravasi really say this? That if something is totally not there, machshavas could work on it? V'habamine Ravasi Mirab Yochanan. Ravasi himself asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar mahu. If somebody thinks about something spilled out for tomorrow, mahu, what does this mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi has two suggestions, which are very difficult. The Tosfos argues on them because they seem to be against Gemaras. Rashi says, what does Nishpachin here mean? Nishpachin is from Shvicha Shirayim. We know leftover blood after the Zrik is done is poured on the Mizbeach. So Rashi discusses, if I do Nishpachin, Rashi's first day, Chishev B'Shah Shvicha Shirayim, if I think during my Shvicha Shirayim, I'm anas to eat a Kizayas Chutz L'Zmano. Or, another Pshad, is B'Shah Zrika, I think to be Shovech Shirayim L'Machar. I do something about the Shvicha Shirayim. That's very difficult, Tosva says, because there are Gemaras that Mefurish say what the answer to those questions are. If you think during Shvicha Shirayim, or you think about Shvicha Shirayim, Tosva says, top Tosfos, Ein lefaresh shechishev b'shah sheshofech shirayim liyasod. Don't say that the case that we're talking about here is during shvicha shirayim, while I pour the leftover blood into the yasod of the mizbeach. That's when I think that I'm going to do something later. Pigol la'acharzman, the pshita lo pigel, because the Brayza says mafurish. There's no pigol for a machshava that you think during shvicha shirayim. It's mafurish. There's only pigol during one of the avodas, not during the shvicha shirayim. And also the other way, v'gam lo kabay v'mechashiv v'zrika amnas lishpok shirayim. And don't think the other way, that this is the case of chishev l'nishpach l'machar, that you think during zrika to do shvicha shirayim l'machar. Because that's also pshita the other way, that there is pigol. There's for sure no pigol in case one, there for sure is pigol in case two. So these can't be the cases that Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Tosfos says there has to be a third pshat. A third pshat of what the Gemara is talking about here. Skip a couple of lines. The case here has nothing to do with Nishpachin here does not mean Shvicha Shirayim. Nishpachin here means literally spilled out. Spilled out. What's the case of spilled out? De kaboi b'mechashiv b'shas holacha, we see on the side, amanaz lizrok adam shenishpach ben akli l'machar. What happens? I caught the blood in a kli. And some of it got spilled out from the kli. So that blood, we know, is still kasher l'zrika. If it went straight to the floor, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, it's pasul. Forget it. But asafo min haritzpah, after it was ready, everybody had a good Kabbalah. You already had Kabbalah Zadam in the kli. And then some of it spilled out. And let's say I'm on my way. What about the blood that's left over? We had last week, what's oseh shirayim? So once I do a zrika, even a zrika poselis, we mentioned what creates shirayim in the blood left over in the animal's neck, in the blood that's left over on the floor. So if it's blood that spilled out straight from the animal's neck onto the floor, that's possible immediately. But what if it was in the kli and then it spilled out? That's the question. What happens if during my holachas adam, I think that, you know what, I'm going to go gather some of the blood that's on the floor and then do a zrika chutz l'zmano, which I don't have to do. I don't have to pick up the blood from the floor. I'm just doing the regular zrika. So if I think, that's the question here. If I think to do a zrika la'acharzmanu, a zrika spigol, that's my kavana. During the holacha, I think a kavana to do a zrika spigol from blood that's lying on the floor. Again, Tosfos says, b'machashi b'shas holacha, amanas lizro kadam, shenishpok menakli l'machar. That's the question. Finishing up, because the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Tosfos says, Nishpach min haritzpah va'asafo pasol, min hakli va'asafo kasher. If it first hit the kli, then it's good. Mi amrinon. So what's the shaila? What's the suffix in this case about whether this is a problematic thought? Mi amrinon hachazi dim yirtzi yasvenu v'yizrakenu. Yes, this is a machshavas pigol. Just like if you think during halacha to do zrika lacharzmano is pigol, so too if you think to do a zrika by what was nishpach already, Zrika lachazman. It's also, what's the difference? Whether it's now in the kli or it's gonna be in the kli. Odilma, no. Or do we say, holo ve'ein mitzvah la'osvo, havi li holach li'ibud? No. You have no reason to pick up that blood. It's omeid le'ibud. You have no reason to pick it up, so that's not going to be a machsheves poselas of pigo. You have no reason to pick it up. Ein mitzvah la'osvo. That's interesting. Is there ein mitzvah la'osvo? So the Echronim discussed that line of, is there really a mitzvah la'osvo? But anyway, that's the shayla, how Tosfos explains the Gemara. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara now, remember, is asking a question to Rav Asi. Does Rav Asi really say that a machshava on something that's lost already has an effect? Rav Asi himself asked Rav Yochanan, if he thought, a pigle thought about something that is not lost yet, but it's omeid li'ibud. He even had a question about omeid li'ibud. Mahu. And Omer, so, and the question is, Omer le Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira answered him, Kfar shanita lanu alal. Didn't you teach us, and we already learned alal. Alal is part of the animal that is eno ra'ui la'achila. We had this in the ninth parak in Mesech HaZvachim, in parak Ola Ha'or V'Harotev. It's part of the animal that's eno ra'ui la'achila. So Alma, what do you see? We learned about alal. What about alal? Alal is not tamei. Tumas Ochlin. It's not called an edible food, and therefore it's not Tame. So what do you see from there? Hi Alal, Kima Deles Be Meshasha, Lo Kibel Tuma. Because it's not, it's Ein Bo Mamish, it's not significant. So therefore, halachas don't kick in for it. It's not edible, so it's not going to be Tamei Tumas Ochlin. So we compare that to our case, where something is not significant, it's blood lying on the floor, Hani Nishpachin, Nami, Kivan de Le'ibud Azli, since it's Omeid Le'ibud, you have no reason to gather it up from the floor, so Lo Mahan Yibu Machshava, the Bach changes it too. So Machshava wouldn't work. That was the conversation that Rav Asi had. Rav Asi had, again, we're comparing not exactly the same thing, but we're comparing it in a larger sense of it's omeid to be ibud. It's not serving a purpose. Rav Asi said, Rav Asi said, if you have blood on the floor, is that significant for Machshava to work on it? So Rav Zera answered, what do you mean? Alal is not significant in the world of Tumas Ochlin. So you see, either they're not significant, we don't really take into account for halacha. So too, blood on the floor is omeid le'ibud, so forget about it, machshava is not going to work. So now this is the Gemara's question. So Ela Daktani, if even omeid le'ibud is not significant, how could Rav Asi ask Rav Yochanan something that's already lost? Mechashana le'ibud v'ala v'ala saruf. So the Gemara said, Ela Daktani al avid v'ala saruf kasha, so we have a stira in Rav Asi. In the conversations, Rav Asi first said, a machshava, machshava's pigol, even on something that's already lost, would have an effect, or a machshava, that was his question. And here we say, something that is omeid to be lost, it doesn't work. So Amarava, you're right, ema alha omeid le'ibub al omeid lisar. That's what he meant before. His question before was omeid li, not already avud and not sarif, just omeid le'ibub and omeid lisarif. Okay, that's what he meant. The question on Rabbi Yochanan wasn't really ever answered, but the Gemara just goes on to another point right now. Whenever they ask the question, you could say maybe there's another way to get out of the Seer of Rav Asi where it wouldn't be a question, but the Gemara does not answer that question. What does it mean, by the way, omeid le'ibud and omeid lisarif? By the karbanis, what do you have a case of? By blood you have it, it's already on the floor. What about basar? So again, Tosfos says, if you look in the fourth wide line in Tosfos, Kagocha Zara Khatichas Basar Vachatichas Emurim Befi Kelev Ubefi Kivshan. A dog is about to eat the fats or the meat. Via Dailo Higi Befi Kelev Ubefi Kivshan. Bishas Machshava. Okay, that's what it means, omeid. Not that it's already lost, but it's about to be destroyed. A dog's about to eat it, or it's about to be burnt. Okay, either way, that is the discussion of already lost or omeid lib to be lost or to be nisraf. End of that discussion. We're going to go on to something new, but just one other ha'ara. What was brought up here is the sugya of Tumas Ochlin, which has come up in the past, but just to remind ourselves of a machlokas rishonim which we have discussed, and that is, what's the svara for Hechshel HaKabal Tumah? Svara, Tumas Ochlin. For Tumas Ochlin, something is Tamei Mishum Ochlin, and first needs to become wet with one of the seven liquids, and after that, it can be Tamei Mishum Ochlin. We just said that by Alal, even if it becomes wet, it's not going to be Tamei Tumas Ochlin. Because Alal is so insignificant, it's so inedible, that it's not going to be Matami Tumas Ochlin. But what was the Svar? So we mentioned in the past the Machlokas between the Ramban versus Rashi in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Ramban writes in Parshas Vayikra, on the Parshas Shmini, Sefer Vayikra, on this Pasuk, Perak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'tama hechsher. What's the, if we could give a reason, obviously, ultimate tower is gzeras hakasa. But what's a svar that we could give for hechsher? Why does something have to become moist? Ba'avur. Ki lichluch hasheretz v'hametamim yidabek b'ma'alachim b'ma'achalim b'lachut v'lo kein b'yaveshim. On a Kabbalistic level, the Rabban seems to say there are spiritual pores in the food that are only opened once it gets wet. Wet opens things. After all, we know that you know, in the beginning of the creation of items, it's in water. The beginning of the world, first there was water, before there was land. A baby in utero is in the amniotic fluid. We know that the Sefer Chinuch himself says when we go to a mikvah, we're supposed to feel as if we're born again after we come out. We're new. We're a bir yachadasha. So Ramban says the item's openings are only open spiritually only after it becomes wet. And even if it's not wet anymore, the Torah says it is still aser. And as long as it becomes wet, that opens the spiritual pores. Now tumah can the tentacles of the tumah can get inside the item. That's the Ramban. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch and Rashi, they both use the same lashon though a little differently. Lundish. They say it's not fully called a food until it becomes wet. That's a more fundamental formulation. It doesn't have a shame ochel until it becomes wet. Rashi says it. Rashi says it right here in Yud Aleph Lamed Ches. Even after it becomes dry, Shlokpida Torah El Elios Olav Shame Ochel Umishayarav Lo Hechsher Kabbalas Tuma Pamachas Shuv Enu Neekar Mimenu. This explains why it's true even if it gets dry. According to the Ramban, the spiritual pores, it's a little more difficult. The Ramban acknowledges, though, it should have to be wet. And even if it gets dry, why should it, right, it's closed now. But according to the Rashi, the Sefer HaChinuch uses the same lashon, it's based on a Chazal, it's to give it a shame ochel. Right, when you wash something, right, a lamad davar domeh. The Chinuch says, sometimes when we eat fruits and vegetables, we rinse them first. Why do we rinse them first? Because they're not really fully edible to us until they're rinsed. So that's what gives it a shame ochel. And therefore, that is the reason for Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. So it's Rashi versus the Ramban, and Ramban versus Rashi and the Sefer Chinuch. There is, I think I mentioned once before, fascinating Ha'ara that I once saw that the seven liquids that are Machsher Lekabel Tumah, Yad Shachadam, Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam, and Mayim, those seven liquids are each parallel to one of the days of Yontif throughout the year. Think about each of them. Each of them, six out of seven, work out perfectly. Right? Yad Shachadam, you have Yayin, which is Pesach, and Dvash is Rosh Hashanah, Shemen is Chanukah, Chalav is Shavuos. You work them all out. Rosh Hashanah is Dvash. We'll go to Sukkot is Mayim. We're going to go all out. Yom Kippur is Tal. That's the only one you got to work out a little more. Yom Tal is Torah Shebal Peh. Yom Kippur is the Yantav of Torah Shebal Peh. The Lucha Shnius. It can be worked out. But the other six work out perfectly. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Chanukah, Purim. Purim is Yayin. Pesach was Dam. Sorry, I worked it out. Pesach was Dam, and Purim was Yayin. All the three Chagim, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Pesach, and Chanukah, and Purim. It all works out, those seven. Anyway, back to our discussions. That was all section one of today's Amud, today's Daf, and that is talking about Rabbi Yochanan's limit of Rabbi Akiva, and Ravasi's Kasha, and debating Ravasi's Kasha. Next statement we have, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa has the next limit on Rabbi Akiva. Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Me'elas Liyotze. When do we say that Zrika works for a psul yotze elisha yotza basar? That's only if basar went out. Basar kashim went out. Aval yotza dam. But if the dam itself went out, and then you're bringing the dam back in to do the Zrika, ein Zrika Me'elas Liyotze. Zrika does not work for yotze. Zrika only works if the dam is good and the basar went out. But if the dam itself went out and then you brought it back in, that doesn't work. Tani nami hachi. We also learned in a brisa. Shachat b'shtika v'yotza dam. If I did shchita b'shtika, meaning I did shchita properly, and then the dam went out. Aval b'shachaza v'zerako. Even if I bring the dam back in, lo asav lo klum. It's meaningless. Zrika's dam, because dam yotze affects the dam more than it affects the basar. And basar, you still basar, as long as the zrikas dam is proper, the basar can be affected. But if the dam went out, no good. Bekachim kachim, maul and bow, and therefore by kachim kachim, it will remain in the state of me'ila. Bekachim kalim, ein maul and bow, kachim kalim would not get to the state of me'ila. So two limits we have on our Be'akiva statement. Maybe it only applies if miksas went out, maybe it only applies by basar, and not by dam. Period. Amar Rabbi Akiva. But if you look further in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva gave a svara to try to defend and explain himself to Rabbi Eliezer. Halamaze Doma, what was his svara? Remember, Rabbi Akiva said, after all, if you have two karbanas, mafresh chatas over avda, if you're mafresh a karban chatas, and it gets lost, and then you find the other one, and you have two karbanos chatas standing in front of you, they're both omedes, don't you say, says Rabbi Akiva, that if you sprinkle the dam of one of them, that paters the pesar chaverta, the pesar chaverta is no longer subject to me'ila, even though it's nifsal, it's moser chatas. Even though it's nifsal, so surely, if it paters, if the dam of one animal could get a different animal out of mi'ila, surely the dam of one carpet should get itself out of mi'ila, even if it's yotzei. Just like that case, if you have two animals, it's nifsal, because it's moser chatas, so to here is nifsal b'yotzei. But if it works over there for another animal, surely it should work here for the same animal. That was the svar that Rabbi Akiva gave in yesterday's Mishnah. So, how did Rabbi Eliezer answer that? Or the continuation of the conversation. Amar Rebbe Elazar, the Bach changes it to Rebbe Elazar, right, because Rebbe Eliezer is his Bar Plot in the Mishnah. So, Bach changed it to Rebbe Elazar. Amar Rebbe Elazar, we're limiting Rebbe Akiva again. Ki Amar Rebbe Akiva, when does Rebbe Akiva say his Shita and this Svar? When does this Svar work? Bibas Achas. Bibas Achas, when you have both animals there, and what does Bas Achas here mean? You shech them at the same exact time. That's where they could be connected, and the Zrika Zadam of one of them could remove Me'ila on the other one. But one after another, Rabbi Akiva does not say. Wouldn't say that it would work. What does Bas Achas here mean? So again, Rashi says, middle of the Y lines, Bas Achas kegoch shachtum shnei koanim ka'achas. The kechai gufadami, mamish, shechtum at the exact same time. The lokad mashchita shal achas l'shal chaverta. You don't have one shechita of the other one. That's where they're connected. If their shechita is done at the exact same time, they're connected, and therefore the zrikas adam of one could remove me'ila of the other one. Tosfos says maybe it means where you have one shochet that used a really long knife. It's discussed in Yoredeya. We have it back in Chulin whether that's okay or not, whether there's a chiluk between kachim and non-kachim. But that's Tosfos' suggestion. Why might Tosfos be saying that case and not the case of Rashi? Because could we ever be so exact? Rashi says it has to be Bas Achas. We had back in Maseches Bechoros, if you remember, the sugya of E.F. Charlotte Samsame. It's impossible to do things exactly the same. Maybe Hashem, maybe Bidei Shamayim, there can be Tzimtzum. But Bidei Adam, E.F. Charlotte Samsame. And therefore, maybe that's what part of us bothering Tosfos. He doesn't want to say it's two different people doing it at the exact same time, because you can't do it at the exact same time. If it's the same person, Shechting, so that's the exact same time. Right, that's one Maisa Shechita. That could be. Remember what we've said, again, whenever this comes up, it's good to mention just the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuftes discusses this sugya. And it asks, there are a number of mitzvahs and averos that require an exact amount. Tzimtzum has to do with time and has to do with amounts also. The Gemara says, Yefshel Tzimtzum. We can't be so exact in time, doing things exactly in the same moment, but also in terms of amounts. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. We know the Isser D'Oraisa of creating the Shemen HaMishcha, the Isser D'Oraisa of creating the Ktores, is only in the exact measurements that was made in the Mishkan. So how could we ever violate that Isser? That's an Isser that's impossible, because Yefshel Tzimtzum. You can never be Mitzamtzim. So says the Minchas Chinuch there, Dover Pashut, but you have to say it. You have to say that, yet by certain items, mitzvos and averos, that require shiurim, Hashem understands, l'nin natola malachi ashares, and He'll let you do the mitzvah, a kezias for matzah, a kezias for lechem mishnah, every Friday night. So, Yevshel HaTzamtzim, no, you do your best. And that's good enough for mitzvos and averos. When it comes to just realities, two babies come out of a mother, so then we could say Yevshel HaTzamtzim. But in a case where we're talking about a mitzvah and aveira, where an assumption, a given for this mitzvah and aveira is a shear, then obviously you have to say efshel etzamsei. That's a very important minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuftes. Avo b'makom da mitzvah kachi vo shayach lomer efshel etzamsei da torid nizna lebnei adam al haaretz ukvi kochenu kein hamitzvah v'ha'azara v'chein kol achilas mitzvah o iser da torah agmarei shein b'kizai so shi'ir macherim sheish b'torah hatorah nitna hatzimtzum lefi Daitenu. V'chulu elavade b'das adam tali yemilso v'atorah tzimtzum lano kein av a mitzvah she'in a mitzvah tuli b'shir rak a mitzvah hi b'fnei atzma. When do we say yefshel etzamsei? If the mitzvah inherently has nothing to do with a shir, it's just based on a reality, then we could do a mitzvah based on that, then we would say e efshar l'tzamsei. Like by Bechor. Bechor inherently doesn't have to do with the shear, but in a case where they both come out at the same time, then you have to deal with it, and then we might say e efshar l'tzamsei. Okay, Vaiters. But the limit is here, Rabbi Akiva only says a shita by bas achas, not by zechar zeh. Tanya, we have a brisa that says similarly that it's only by bas achas. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, kishalachti l'kfar pani, matzani, zakin echad, I found one zakin, v'amar li, Amar hayu Rabbi Akiva, zrika moelis liyose, he told me the shita Rabbi Akiva. Zrika moelis, zrika affects even Buster, that was Yotzi. Amarti lo, hey, yeah, good job, I agree. Ukshabasi, Vertesi, Dram Lefnei Chaver, Shabagalil. And when I said my words in front of my Chaver, I'm in the Galil. So today we have the Gola and the Galil. The Gola and the Galil. Amruli, Halopasalu. Hech Marat Apostle. They couldn't understand it. Yotzi is Nifsal. How could it work? Ukshayatsasi, Vertesi, Dram Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. And when I told Rabbi Akiva that people argue on you, Rabbi Akiva, they don't think that you're right. Amarli bini, he said to me, my son, iata omer kain. What? You don't say this? V'harei, hamafesh chatasu, v'avda, v'ifesh acheres tachteha, v'yachach nimseis harishona, v'harei shteyen omdos, moalin b'shteyen. If they're still here, you're moal b'shteyen. What happens if, shachtan, if you shech them both, v'harei daman munach b'kosos, and the bloods are in the cups, that's the raya, because you see, it would happen with basachas. You have the blood and the cups at the same time. Moalin b'shteyam. Still at that moment, you're moal b'shteyam. Nizrak dam shalachan mehem. Once you have zrikas adam, iatamode. Don't you agree? Shekashem shedama poter es besara min ameila. Af yiftar basacha verta min ameila. Just like zrikas adam of animal A removes me'ila from animal A, it also removes me'ila from animal B. Im hitzel b'sacha verta min ha'me'ila, af api shehu pasol. So, it's like two steps. It solves animal A, so it solves animal B. So if it solves animal B, it should surely solve, in our case, itself. So, if it solves the other its friend from me'ila, even though it's pasol, because it's moser chatas, dinu shi'atzel is pasara, it should even solve its own basar, and that's Rabbi Kiva's svara. Period. Amar Ish Lakas Mishum Rav Oshia, Tshuva Genuva, Heshiva Rabbi Akiva Loso Talmud. What does that mean? A stolen tshuva? A misleading tshuva? A hidden tshuva? There's something there that Rabbi Akiva covered up in his tshuva, says Rabbi Ish Lakas. Why? Bebas Achas in Bezachar Zeh Lo. What, only Bebas Achas this halacha applies? And not Bezachar Zeh? Tekiva depasulu, Mari Bebas Achas, Mari Bezachar Zeh. I don't understand. In his motto of Chatas, Even if it's bezach hazeh, the other animal is pasul. It's moser chatas, even if animal A zrika is done at the same time after you shechted animal B, or even if you do it later. So what difference should it make, says Reish Lakish? I don't understand the difference. Even bezach hazeh, the animals are pasul, and if zrika works to remove me'ila by a pasul, so should it make a difference? So I don't like Rabbi Akiva's, I don't like that limitation on Rabbi Akiva, basachas, and zach hazeh. No, what do you mean? You wouldn't agree? What happened in this case, says Rabbi Yochanan to his Talmud or Reish Lakish? If you were mafresh to Hashem was lachrayas, v'shachat es shneihem, meaning I'm chayav a carbon asham, I want to make sure my carbon asham is brought, so I make two animals la'asham, and then I shech them both, v'kadam v'hela emur and shal echan mehem, kodem zrika, and what happens after I shech them? I burn the emurin of one before I do the zrika of the other. That's the pashtus of the case here. That's what the Rishonim, the Rambam is a different shot, but let's go with that pshat. I makter emurin. What's the halacha? What's the halacha if you're makter emurin before you do zrika of an animal? Here, it's two different animals. But what's the halacha normally? Before you do the zrika, iata modeshim alu yerdu, don't you hold that if it goes up, it comes down? Meaning, you jumped the gun. If the Emorim were brought up, you didn't do Zriga, you gotta bring them down. The Isaka Daitach, Dechad Gufahu. And if you, asked Rabbi Yochanan, if you say that two animals next to each other are really like one body, one unit, Amayim Alu Yerdu. Why does it have to come down? Why? V'yamar ula emuri kachim kalam sheha'alon lefnei zrikas dam lo yerdu. Nasalach v'shal mizbeach. After ula says if it's the same animal, it doesn't come down. So here you see, if it's different animals, then it doesn't come down. That's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha on Reish Lakish. You think they're guf echad, but you see that they're not guf echad. So even if it's basachas, it shouldn't work. Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish. And therefore, says Rabbi Reish Lakish Ishtik, he did not have an answer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katzatz tinun l'ragloi diyanuka. I have cut off the legs of the young one. Meaning, I got Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish was younger than him. It was his chavrusa. It was his brother-in-law. It was his Talmud. And he says, I got him. I got Reish Lakish. We already know the Gemara from Bar Metzia where he insulted, in quotes, he made Reish Lakish feel bad, which ultimately led to Reish Lakish's death. The unbelievable Gemara in Bar Metzia dot Pei Daled. That Gemara is the first he made him from, right, from the water. We'll read that Gemara again if we have time afterwards. And then, so this is always a relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Got to put all the Gemaras together. But here he has the line of Katzatz Tinun, Liyanuka. Right, see on the first medium line in Rashi? Reish Lakish kari Yanuka lafishaya bachur mimenu. The osve haki velo yada lashivu. Because he didn't know, he wasn't able to answer him. Okay, but he says you shouldn't have a chilek between Bezerach HaZeh and Basachas. It should be the same thing across the board. I saw Ha'ara. Actually, not related to this, but I think you can relate it. In the back of the Kovetz Yisodos v'Chakiros, beautiful sefer put out with all going through every chakira under the sun, with different listing all the acronym. In the back, he has Darkei Halimud of different Amoraim. Darkei Halimud. He puts together many shitas of different Amoraim, and you see a pattern of how different Amoraim think and Tanaim. So he quotes Reish Lakish there, and he says, fascinating, you find a number of memers of Reish Lakish throughout Shas that have to do with the importance of Seder, the importance of order. But Psachim Samach Dalet, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, that's Reish Lakish. Kshot Atzmacha, V'achakach Kshot Acherim, beginning of the second paragraph of Sanhedrin. First work on yourself, and then you can work on others. Again, the importance of Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim Refua Lamaka. Reish Lakish in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel. Imra'isa Talmud, Shelimud al Kashalav Kabarzel. If you see a Talmud that's having difficulty, Bishvil Mishnaso She'ena Siduralo. He didn't learn properly first. Sheha Mishnah Kodemas Lagamara, Tainas Daf Chaf, Daf Ches. So you find a few places, Reish Lakish focuses on the order, the Seder being important. So he doesn't quote it, but maybe that could connect to our case, where Reish Lakish says that Bas Achas and Zecher Zeh make a difference. Reish Lakish says, and Rav Yochanan argues on him, the Bas Achas, he says, where they're together, but if it's Zecher Zeh, it wouldn't work. So maybe that has to do with Lishitaso, his general Darkei Halimud, that order would make a difference. Okay, just a suggestion. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, last Mishnah in the first parak. Says the Mishnah, Maisa Damim Bekachi Kachim Lahakilu Lahachmir. A lot of this Mishnah is, we know already, but the Mishnah is just going to say it in a way that hopefully we can remember it by. Zrikas hadam by kachim kachim, sometimes causes a kula, sometimes causes a chumra. But kachim kalim kula lahachvir. Zrika by kachim kalim only causes chumras. Ketza, what does that mean? But kachim kachim, we mentioned, by kachim kachim, lifnei zrikas damim, before zrikas hadam by kachim kachim, maulin be'emurein uvabasar. Kachim kachim are totally off limits before zrika. So therefore, there's me'ilah by its fats and its basar. La'achar zrikas damim, mo'alin be'emurehen ve'emolin be'basar. After zrikas adam, so the basar is mutter for the kohanim to eat. So there's no more me'ilah by basar, but there is still a me'ilah by the emurin, which have to be burned. So therefore, you see the kula by kachi kachim. The alzeh va'alzeh, chayim mishu pigol nosar v'tameh. But once you do the zrika, the items, the basar or the is chayiv, for pickle nose, it's high for pickle nose or tummy. If I have any of those, if I have a pickle thought, if I leave it over, zrika could create nose or tummy. Nimsa ma'isa damim because you catch him lock over hachmer. So it has the kula regarding the basar, and as the chumra is that it creates a carbon that is subject now to pickle nose or tummy. Right? Because pigo, because you finished the avodah kimitzvaso, and no serentani. Ubakashim kalim, kulam lahachmer. By kashim kalim, it is all lachumra though. Though, why? Ketzad. Kashim kalim lafei zrikas damim, ein moalim, lo be'emru, lo bevasar. There is no iser me'ila before zrikas adam. Period. By kashim kalim. La'achar zrikas damim, moalim be'emur, me'moalim bevasar. After zrikas adam, me'ila is created by emurin. And there's still no mila by basar. And alzeh alzeh chayavlam should pigol noser v'tame. And there's pigol noser and tame by either case. And meaning it's created through the zrika. Nimsa ma'isa dama kashim kalim kulon lahachmir. So the zrika by kashim kalim only creates chomers. There is no kula created because there's no mila to start with, and there's no pigol noser v'tame to start with. Only if you do when you do zrika is all of this created. There is a question in the Rishonim. There is no me'ila by kachem kalim before zrika. Is there any isser hana? What if I use an animal? I use a shlamim before zrika. I use it to work with. There's no isser me'ila, so most Rishonim assume there is an isser hana, but not me'ila. We mentioned this before. The Shita Mekubetz says in Maseches Menachas on Dav Dal, it says, it's aser ba'ana mishum bal yachel, lo yachel dvaro, which is you have to fulfill your vow. That's the language of the Shidim Kubatzes in Menachas in the Hashmatis on the Abdalid Amibes. Lo Yachel Dvaro, which the Achiezer quotes this Shita and says, it's only because of Bal Yachel, meaning it has to do with your neder. So what about a Bechor? A Bechor is Kachim Kalim, and not because of your neder. So then that's an Afkamina. There's no Isser Hana'a by a Bechor before Zrika? Pashas, we would think there is. It's a Korban. So either way, that is an important discussion, but most assume there is some type of Isser by Kachim Kalim even before Zrika, just not Me'ila. Continuing. Ketani, ein mo'alin, bibasar, Me'ila. Ein mo'alin, bibasar, Me'ila. Bibasar, Me'ila hu deleka ha'isura ika. It talks about, now we're going back to kache, kachin. By, it says, ein mo'alin, but after Zrika's hadam, there's no Me'ila by basar anymore, because it's going to the Kohanim. Me'ila hu deleka, or medayik, only Me'ila there is in ha'isura ika, there is Isser. V'yamai ha'mamonet the Kohenu. But what do you mean? It goes to the Kohen now. Why should there be any Isser by the Basar of Kachay Kachim after Zrika? So Gemara answers, Lokashi, you're right, there is nothing. There is no Isser. Mishum de Nasev Resha Moalin, Nasev Seifa Ein Moalin. It says Ein Moalin, but really it's totally Mutter. Basar Kachay Kachim after Zrika is Mutter. Look on him. Ema Seifa, Bekachim Kalim, Kulhu Lahachmir, Bekachim Kalim Zol Lahachmir. Ketzad, Basar Kachim Kalim, Lefei Zrika's Damim. Ein Moalin, Ebeimim Reyan. Vein Chayav Alim Shim Pekonos Vatameh, Lahachar Zrika's Damim, Moalin, Beimu Reyan, Vein Moalin, Bebasar, Me'il. But after Zrika's Adam, what does it say? There's no Me'ila in the Basar of Kachim Kachim. Me'ila hu Delaka Haisura Ika, so that is Meduyak. Vamai Hamamon de Bailamu. Same question that we asked before. Why should there be any Isser by the Basar of Kachim Kalim after Zrika? It says there's no Me'ila, but there is an Isser. No, people could eat it. So, and what you're going to tell me is Lav Dafka, but we already said the Reisha is Lav Dafka. So, Amar Reb Chanina Li Yotzin. What it's talking about, what's Usser? It's talking about where the Busser had gone out, where it's Nifsal Biyotze, V'Rabbi Akiva Hi. And Rabbi Akiva, who said in yesterday's Mishnah that even if Busser is Yotze, Zrika helps to remove Me'ila. That's limited. It's limited to say that Zrika helps remove Me'ila, but it's not mutter to eat. It's still Nifsal B'yotze. That's what our Mishnah is telling me. V'chiyama Rabbi Akiva, Zrika mo'el is li'yotze, l'sreifa. It's no more Me'ila, but you still have to burn it. Avala achila hu delo maratze. But it's not ratzui, it is not able to be eaten. It's still Nifsal B'yotze. Zrika doesn't create a heter for it. La'achila, it just creates a removal of Me'ila, but it still must be burnt. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue, B'ez Hashem, with the second parrot. Tomorrow, everybody should have a good chodesh, chodesh tov. Parsha Shir this week is on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, because Wednesday night is the Yom HaSmut festivities, Yom HaZikaron, but it'll be Tuesday night, B'ez Hashem.